We have an obituary now for a subject who was far too young, who was beloved, and whose passing should be a reminder to all of us of our own mortality. Here's NPR's Rose Friedman on the death of Vine.
Vine didn't die of natural causes. The three-year-old app was killed off by its parent company, Twitter, which also says it will cut 9% of its workforce. Vine is an app for short videos. You can post 6-second loops that play over and over. Mostly, it stood out for the incredible variety of videos, both professional and homemade. There were funny vines, racy vines, a whole Vine channel devoted to Korean pop music. There were comedy vines, like the guy who presses on a pile of rubber ducks to hear them scream. A vine of a dog who learned how to play drums while her owner plays the guitar. Vines of kids dancing. Some people got famous on Vine, like Logan Paul, who has more than 9 million followers. And there were topical vines, like this one that Politico posted after hearing Bernie Sanders stump a few too many times.
Wall Street, Wall Street, Wall Street, illegal behavior of Wall Street.
Twitter and Vine want you to know that the videos aren't going away. They said they'll keep the website online because we think it's important to still be able to watch all the incredible vines that have been made. So, when what you really need is just to hear a cute baby laughing,
are you talking to me? No!
You still can. Rose Friedman, NPR News.